2 years ago today, my life permanently changed. The verse that I used that carried me through 2022 is Genesis 50 verses 20, which I'll paraphrase. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good. My former husband tried to kill me on this day 2 years ago. As I was laying in the bed and he was standing on top of me, choking me, I saw my life flash before me and I said, Lord, is this it? Am I going home to see you today? I closed my eyes and I just started praying. And through my prayers, God answered those prayers because he was arrested. He was taken to jail. And for the past 2 years, he has been unable to speak to me, to come within 100 feet of me, to do anything to harm me physically, emotionally, or mentally. But the marriage that I was in for 15 years, my marriage literally almost killed me. And now, as I stand on the other side of coming out of an abusive marriage, coming out of a place where a person manipulated me into believing that I was the issue, that I was the problem, that I was the manipulator. I see how God, in his marvelous work, was able to take me in my very, very broken state. He was able to take me when I felt like my heart was shattered in a million little pieces. And he said, I got you. And through the past 2 years, I have healed. I have healed from the trauma of my marriage. I have healed from the trauma that got me into my marriage. I have healed the little girl, Wesleyan, who felt like she had to work to earn love. I've healed the little girl, Wesleyan, that felt like she had to always run and chase and do. I've healed her. And the way that I've healed her is giving my life, my mind, my body, my soul, my everything completely to God. I allowed the Holy Spirit to wash over me. I allowed him to be my comforter. I allowed him to be my healer. I sought professional help. I have done intensive therapy to work through all of the thoughts, all of the things in my head that held me back for so long. And my support system is so strong. I have friends, I have family, I have people in my life that support me, that remind me of who I am, that allow me to cry, that allow me to grieve, but didn't allow me to stay there. So today I stand before you as a survivor of domestic violence in a place where I am completely healed. Healing is a process. There is not a period. There are many, many commas. But for the woman, for the man who needs to have hope today, who is wondering if God is with you, if God is hearing you, just know that he is. He is with you. He stands beside you. He's right there. And at that moment, when you feel like giving up, that's the moment God says, well, I got you. If you want to give up, that's okay, because I got you.